I've worked at Pete's for 4 years now, and it was an uphill battle of about a year and a half getting enough signatures, what with turnover and all. We had our vote. We won in a landslide, but we didn't find that out for 10 months because Sobeys used delay tactics to keep the labor board from opening our ballots. I was on the bargaining team, and we attempted to negotiate a contract for the better part of this year, honestly, like spring through the summer. And they just stonewalled us at every turn. They were not willing to make any sort of fair deal with us. So until they get serious, we're going to be out here being serious.
So just to be clear for our listeners, Pete's is owned by iSobeys, which is a subsidiary of Empire Company Limited, one of the big three in Canada. And last year, a Toronto Star investigation revealed that all three companies were using inflation as a pretext to artificially boost profit margins, while at the same time, the CEO is making $8.7 million a year. What are the feelings surrounding that?
It makes me furious. You know, they've obviously used that pretext to deny dignity to a lot of Canadians, but you know, when it comes to me and my workers, we have a way to fight back. I feel bad for the average Canadian who, you know, you live in this province, you have no option but to shop at one of the two companies.
Did you like working there? Like you've been there for several years, right? So you must have been thinking it was a pretty good job, at least until now.
Absolutely, I love my job. I had recently transferred into the floral department there, and I was having a great time, you know, making bouquets and learning how to do arrangements for weddings and things like that.
That's awesome.
That's really cool. That's quite a good little creative outlet you have there.
Absolutely. It's the best team I've worked with in all my working years thus far. But, like, the real reason to go out and do this and the real reason anybody should is, you know, for the people who will hold your job once you are gone. They're going to try and hold these wages low as long as possible. But if we can create the mechanism by which we can secure higher wages, sick days, vacation leave, that sort of thing, we can improve these conditions for everybody who comes after us.
What's the ask? What's the ideal sort of number or agreement you hope that you could get out of this?
Truly right now, like the ask is, we just want them to come back to the table prepared to actually negotiate. Because, like, if you're in a circumstance where after months and months of negotiating, they are like, here's our best offer, it's 5 cents.
Yeah.
That's, we haven't really been negotiating.
Is there any way we can help you?
Absolutely. Anybody feel free to stop by the picket line anytime you like, just to lend words of support. That's always nice. We're asking people to call Sobeys customer service and tell them to, you know, come back to the table and negotiate properly. We've also got a GoFundMe set up for donations. You can find that on my Twitter, at VoidBrain. And keep us in your thoughts this holiday season.
Yeah.
Can you spell that, your Twitter handle?
Yeah, it's B0YDBRAIN.
Can I bring, like, $20 and a bunch of loose flowers to the picket line and have you make them a bouquet for me?
I can see what I could do.
You show off your skills. Show them that you're worth it.